All righty. Well, today
There
is
we go.
September 16, 2020. We are recording. I'm Ann here with Jillian. Okay. Please repeat what you just said.
Okay. So in our last conversation on June 17th, we were talking about me communicating with Shannon, the office manager, regarding communication with patients and throughout the office, as well as establishing, I think we were talking about establishing proper work boundaries and duties. And then we were also speaking on time management.
Okay. And so where are you with each of those, and what do you want us to focus on today?
So as far as the communication with patients, I did do a lot of what you had recommended as far as creating prompts, one that can go to the patient, one that, you know, is given to front desk staff so they can communicate with patients while scheduling. And well, as well as just like, I guess, updating, or we updated our web, so I updated the website with, you know, information that I think is more pertinent for them to know. We have a insurance disclaimer for them to read through now that, you know, states that insurance can deny for various reasons. We'll try and work with their insurance, but ultimately they could be, you know, financially responsible for visits. And I, as far as the front desk is going with that communication, I'm not exactly sure just because I'm not in the office a lot, to hear it. Yeah. And I have had a few issues with patients recently. Cause I don't know if you know about with like Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans, but it adds a whole new level of confusion for patients.
I don't.
But those, yeah. So those are like Part B. Is when people get Advantage plans, Part B is carried by a different insurance company, and
okay.
We can't bill through Medicare. You have to bill through the plan holder, and there are certain plan holders that we're not in network with, even though we're in network with Medicare. So it adds a whole new level.
Jeez.
Yeah. So if we're not, I have no idea. Supposedly, a lot of them are HMOs, so it's supposed to save the patient's money, but it causes a whole new level of headaches. I highly recommend against them.
I hear you.
But anyway, but I feel like a lot of those patients, because we've been having an issue with Medicare this year, so I feel like a lot of those patients were before I, you know, really spoke with Shannon and Jessica about that communication with patients. So I think on that front, things have gotten better. We've opened up communication for new patients to me so that they can send me an email before they start, if they have questions before they start treatment. That way I can, you know, reiterate all that and break it down. And there have been patients that are like, well, no, I don't want to, you know, I don't think my treatment will fall in line with what insurance is requiring. So unfortunately, I'm not going to, you know, be seeking treatment, which is better than them seeking treatment and us either not getting paid or them lining up with, you know, this outrageous bill that they weren't expecting. So I think in that regard, things have definitely gotten better. I think we're still, you know, everything's, like you were saying, everything's just, like, chaotic right now. So as far as what work boundaries and duties are going, I don't feel like we've fully solidified that in the office, because there are still some things that I'd rather not be doing that I have, I guess, still falling under my job description. So I feel like as duties are being added to me in the billing aspect, some things that I used to do need to be passed on. And I'm still, you know, having to manage those things that I used to do. And it would be nice to kind of, you know, pass the torch in those regards on to somebody else. And that's something that I've been thinking about recently. So I just need to communicate with Shannon, but it's difficult because she's going through a lot, you know, personally and professionally. So,
sure.
Yeah. And then with the time management, everything's just been chaos. Right now I'm trying my best just to catch up on, you know, like my weekly tasks. So my daily tasks are pretty solid, but I haven't mastered my weekly or monthly task yet, not to mention my quarterly and project ones. So that one's still struggling with that a bit.
So what do you think would be useful for us to focus on today?
I don't know. I guess they kind of play in together, you know, having to do those things that I used to do that, because like right now there's an email that has, because we're making another shift as far as Jessica goes with her seeing patients, and there's going to be, you know, it's a little bit of an undertaking for that. And
she goes with what patients? What did you say?
She's changing like her acceptance of insurance.
Yes.
So that's, we have to, you know, notify patients, and then there's a whole aspect of properly figuring out billing. I guess there's just a little bit of stress around that, because I feel like a lot of that's falling on me. And I understand figuring out billing, that's my job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the getting the emails out and writing the email and getting the email out and things like that, that it just kind of adds too much to it. So I guess maybe, you know, working on ways to talk with Shannon regarding, you know, being like, okay, I used to do this, but I no longer have time to do this. You know, who can we pass this to? Because I know it's hard for her, too.
Sure.
So I guess, you know, work duties and how having the clear line of work duties can play into proper time management. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I know you said you've not communicated some things because Shannon's going through a lot. Do you want to mm-hmm. just reach out to her and indicate that you know she's going through a lot, but that you do want to schedule a time to go over as Jessica transitions, you'll be taking on more, and so these other things need to be passed on, but let her mm-hmm. set the time frame of when you would do that? Would that be helpful?
That would probably be helpful, yeah.
And then you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, waiting until everything's all smooth and cleared up and she's not going through anything
happens.
And you're not going through anything. Yeah.
We're going to be waiting a long time.
I'm afraid maybe so.
I definitely think that's, I'll just reach out to her and let her set a timeline when she's able to.
Yeah, and, you know, the fact that you told me she's going through a lot, and I think both of you have empathy in your top five. Is that true? Yes. So, you know, to just acknowledge that she's going through a lot and that you want her to set the time, I think that would mean a ton to her. And who knows, you know, she might set the time tomorrow. But
know
it's going to be handled. And then the other thing I noticed in what you were saying is with the nature of how you're going to need to communicate with the patients about Jessica's shift, can you write a template email or three template emails for the three different scenarios, if there are three, and then just plug and play with all the different patients?
For the most part, we can't. We've kind of, so generally what I do, and it's definitely like worked well for our business so far, is that I'll write a template and then I'll send it on to Jessica, and she puts it in her own words. So she keeps the elements that are important and that patients need to know, and then change my verbiage to hers. So, and that's what we did. But now it's like sending out, you know, now it gets to the point of actually contacting the patient.
What's the contact have to be now?
Yeah. Well, like sending the emails out, and updating her reminders, sending emails out, texting, things like that. And the way that she wants it kind of done, can be time consuming. And so that, and you know, and it is more of a pressing matter because the more notice we give, because we're on a, you know, we're on a deadline, the more information that we give patients, the sooner the better.
Right.
And with that, I just feel like, because she wants to do it October 1st, and I got the template to her beginning of September, so 2 weeks ago, and she missed it, and so Jessica just wrote back yesterday with her verbiage, and it's like, we only have 2 weeks to notify people, and I don't even have the billing fully squared away, and I let Shannon know my concerns about it being, you know, so soon, but I feel like that my concerns were just kind of overlooked, and so I'm kind of scattered brain trying to figure out how I'm going to get this billing to work, because NPI numbers and everything like that are changing, because all the billing was under hers, and now it's going to be under providers, but there's different providers in network right now with different insurance companies, while the other providers are getting in network with those insurance companies. And our billing system doesn't work out to where I can change it based on the insurance company. So I don't even know how I'm going to get my system to work with getting these bills out correctly. So for the next few months, I could be spending, you know, where I currently spend an hour and a half to do a full day's billing, it could take me 2 or 3 hours,
wow.
Just because I'm having to go into individual sites versus using our clearinghouse. So, it's a little frustrating on that side, but I wish that, you know, we've been talking about it for the full year, but with, you know, COVID and the close down and insurance companies letting people go, they're behind. So I haven't been able to get it on, you know, our deadline. And I was hoping that we could push this out until the first of the year, just so that we had a more solid plan, and they don't want to do that. I think it's mostly Jessica from her standpoint is wanting to, and I understand her reason for needing and wanting to do it, but it's just causing a lot of chaos for me. I don't know how to fully handle the situation of everything being on such a short deadline and so many things needing to be done at once and so many things that I do. Yeah.
So is it possible to get you some help around that or have somebody else do some part of it since it's going to be really time intensive for a while?
Maybe it's, you know, because there's a lot of, I don't know, because it's, well, I feel like the time that it would take to, like, train somebody to do it, I would just be doing it myself.
Yeah, I hear that.
So I don't think so. And I don't know,
do
I feel like,
yeah.
Do you
have an interest in overtime?
Well, I'm salary-based, but I do have, you know, because with everything that was going on in the family recently, I took a few days off that I was going to work. You know, I told them that I was going to make up. So I do have a few hours to kind of fiddle with. And that's probably what I'll wind up doing is just working a little bit over. I worked over last week or the week before last, so maybe I'll just work over this week as well and do some work tomorrow. But, yeah, I guess it just kind of plays in with, as I said before, like I'm still catching up, like, my weekly and monthly stuff. And then something
right.
else being, and then I think we commented on this last time we talked about every time that, you know, I get caught up, something major comes into play, some big project that comes into play that needs to be done, and then all my other work starts falling behind.
Sure.
And so I think the biggest thing is just communicating that with Shannon and, you know, figuring out what duties that I have that can be passed on. Because there are, you know, we do have another girl working the front desk, and she's more than capable. You know, she's been there for over a year now, and so maybe it would be good for us to utilize her in another way. And it keeps
That's
the job
Amanda.
Interesting. Yeah, Amanda. Keeps the job interesting when you get handed new responsibilities. So so it might be a good time to see if maybe she wants to pick up, you know, the writing of the templates for Jessica to review and to send out. Because I do like doing those things. I just don't necessarily have the time for it anymore. And then I guess as far as communicating with patients, that's something that I could hand to Amanda, and I can, and that's something I could easily show her how to do. So maybe the more basic things like that for now, of just how to communicate with the patient and get that information out there.
So it seems like then when you ask Shannon for some time, if you wanted to even tell her these were your thoughts so that it could be a short meeting and you could just work it out, like get it going, you know, so that you don't want to spend a lot of time on talking about it. You want to spend some time in getting Amanda up to speed and then getting you to what you need to be doing for the October 1st deadline.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good. Let's see. Sorry, I'm going to make a quick note.
Yep.
Shannon. Yeah, and I guess a difficult thing with all this is that it's all done, like, over the phone. Like, I like right now during COVID and everything. So for me, I prefer if I was going to have a meeting with somebody, I would, you know, we'd have lunch.
Yes, of course.
That's what Jessica and I used to be able to do is, you know, we'd pick up some lunch and sit down and have an hour-long conversation about everything that, you know, needs to be done. It's a lot harder to do that in COVID times, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and it totally makes sense, Jillian, because you're hardwired around your people strengths, and now you have a lot less people connection. That's hard.
Yeah.
Does it help to do Zoom, or does it help to, like, is there a way to do a socially distanced lunch, or is that just too much time and not really viable?
I might be able to. I just know that with Shannon, she's had a lot of concern, like health concerns for herself and for her daughter around COVID. So I want to be able to, like, respect that for her.
Of course.
Because for me and my family, I don't want to be like, you know, I just throw caution in the wind. I don't care. You know, if that's not the way that I am. Like, but for, you know, with my family, like, we're a lot less we have a lot less risk.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, it's, I mean, and it might be possible that, you know, and I could ask her, you know, I could say that this is how I'd prefer it, but if you prefer phone, that's completely fine. I don't know. Yeah. Just that in person, that being able to, like, can fully connect with somebody. It's a lot different than, because, you know, like, especially with, like, emails right now, when that's the only way of connecting, it's hard to, like, tell a person's tone. And so when you have, like, a more neutral message that you're trying to send somebody, or, like, a more firm message, it can come off as, like, rude or, you know, something like that, and it's not meant to. And then, because I feel like, at least from my side, I feel like Shannon and I have had to resolve things like that by, you know, actually talking. So either by phone or, you know, occasionally I'll go into the office. So I feel like, yeah, I think that for something like this, it'd be better to have that personal connection. I'd be like, hey, I know this is where you're at. This is where I'm at. This is where Amanda's at. You know, what can we do to fully support everybody? And it's all just always a work in progress.
Of course.
We could be 10 years from now, we could be talking about similar things. So,
well, and circumstances are changing now more. You know, before COVID, there was a little bit of stability around some of the systems.
Mm-hmm.
Is Shannon working in the office or at home or both?
I believe she does both. I think that she was trying to move more towards being in the office, but then she had a shift with her daughter's schooling. Or she has a shift coming up with her daughter's schooling. So I think that's going to wind up changing her hours in the office.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anything else you might want to put in place so that you feel like you have a little bit more people connection, personal or professional? Because that's really important to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I'm kind of actually, like you said, waiting for things to get normal.
It would be nice.
I know. It would be nice to be able to be in the office more. That's for sure. I like my office setup at my home. It's a lot easier for me to work on, and I don't have the distraction of talking with people. So I do get work done.
Distraction and fulfillment.
Exactly, yeah. I agree with that connection. Because right now I feel like it's very hard for me to be concentrating on work right now, and I think that it might be a longing for that connection that I'm.
Yeah.
That's causing the distraction. It would be, and I know that's getting more hectic in the office, it's getting busier. I guess it's kind of difficult to be, so far removed from the office. If I was just doing the billing and nothing else, I'd be like, whatever. I barely work for that office, but I'm part of the team, so it's difficult to be so far removed, and I don't get to really see or connect with anybody that I work with. So that can be difficult because, we're all going through stuff, personally and just with the world as it is in general. And I don't feel like, at least for me, I don't feel like I'm able to be there as a support for them, no matter, it probably doesn't mean much to them, but I'm not able to, feel that connection and feel what I can give to them, and vice versa. So I guess there is still a feeling of disconnection.
Well, I think you could create more connection, even though it's not in person. If you just sent a quick personal email or if you texted whomever it was you were wanting to connect with, just, what you're thinking about or, that it's when it's the day that Shannon's daughter's schedule changes, just that you're thinking about her and that, that her daughter's schedule's changing. Would that help?
I don't know. I always feel, I still don't feel the actual connection in that, it does take a lot to make that text, but it's just words at that point. There's no full action behind it. But when you're able to connect with somebody in person, your body language can become an action, the deeper conversation that you guys can have in person becomes an action of support, versus just having, words on a screen. I could do it, but I feel awkward in that situation, I guess. Not that great with texting.
Do you want to try it as an experiment and see if it makes any difference for you or for her?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Just see. Yeah. It might really be even flatter than you thought, or you might feel her gratitude and emotion coming through so strongly that it would surprise you. I really have no idea.
Yeah. No, I could definitely try that, text messages for.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm wondering about, is it possible at all for you to go into the office one day a week?
So I am in there. I'm in there on Saturdays. So there are, you know, some people that I get to see.
But not Shannon.
I don't get to see Shannon. I don't get to see Dr. Young. And I don't get to see Amanda. And those are the main ones that I'm, you know, I communicate with on a, you know, more regular basis, at least
sure.
as far as work goes, you know.
Yeah.
And then I get to see all the providers that I talk to on like a rotating basis. So, because I switch Saturdays.
Okay.
So it is
another half day when those other three are in the office?
I mean, that's where it gets difficult because of COVID guidelines and then the environment that we have there right now of just, you know, where it's a wellness facility, but it's in that medical realm. So we do see a lot of patients that we see a lot of elderly patients, and we see a lot of patients that have autoimmune disorders. So we do have people coming into the office, and we want to decrease any risk of spread not having a lot of, and we don't, I mean, because we do have the back office, Jessica's office, that one we could set up one computer on. And then we do have the two computers up front.
Right.
So I don't know. Because I know if Shannon's going in on days that Amanda works. So, and I let her know that if she needs me to come in on days, I can.
Okay.
Yeah. So it would be possible for me to go in. But yeah, that creates a whole new like personal thing because I put my dog into I put my dog into doggy daycare when I go to work, so she's not alone for you know the 10-12 hours that I'm gone. So then there comes a financial strain there because I used to have the side gig of doing massage, but I've shut that down for during COVID because I saw a lot of elderly and autoimmune. Disorder patients, so or clients. So I, you know, if you can, you know, live with the headache, then you know, it's not as urgent. We'll push out the appointments. So there's a financial strain there. But I think even with that, it'd be worth, you know, paying out and putting her into daycare to go in because there are a lot of things that, you know, pop up for me on the day-to-day basis that I need to let Jessica and Shannon know. And there's some weeks when I'm sending them like, you know, three emails in a day.
Wow.
It would be easier if I, you know, could be in the office and, you know, run into their office and be like, hey, this so-and-so did this and this and this happened. And then what we're going to do, okay, I'll go do it, and then go do it, and then the next thing comes up, you know, versus having to send out an email and wait for a response and everything like that, so.
Of course. Well, maybe you could just send Shannon a quick email and let her know, you know, since you know her daughter's schedule's changing, that if she needed to not be in the office, like if she needed to be in the office a little bit less, you could cover for her. Would that make any sense?
That's what I was thinking. I could probably and you know, I could always even just rotate weeks, you know, go in there 2 days a week 1 week and then a day the next day. But then the thing is with that, and I guess this will kind of help me on the personal connection level, I'm going to be switching my hours around come mid-October for family matter. So I'll be working because right now I work four tens in a week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But with that I'm gonna switch over to doing like 6 hours a day on top, and then my Saturday. So I'll be working like 6 days a week, which gives me more availability to them, but also gives me less because I wouldn't be able to, you know, go in.
Right.
So everything's just like in a flux right now.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, does it seem like there's anything else that might help that we could come up with a creative way to solve it?
Mm. gosh, it's hard. That wouldn't necessarily work. Because I was thinking, like, one thing that we have done in the past, like, we used to do potlucks there and things like that, where the provider, you know, everybody could bring food and we can just kind of go in and out of the break room, but we can't do that right now because
right.
that's a higher risk activity. So, I think it would be possible for me to do some type of rotating schedule, at least for maybe the next month, which would probably be helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, is it worth looking into?
Better. Yeah. Okay. I could see if I could do that. Or maybe, you know, at least before my schedule shifts go in. And so especially right now since we are going through that change with insurance.
Right.
So, that way we can all kind of be on the same page of what to
yeah.
do and what to expect. Yeah.
Okay. So I know it was a long time ago when we originally set up for you to have some coaching, and at that time it was really just to give you some support around what was going on for you. Do you think we've addressed that, or has a whole bunch of new stuff come up since then? I want to make sure you've had the support you need and know if you feel like
yeah.
you need more support.
And professionally, I think that, you know, it has been that we have, you know, gone over the everything that needs to be done. A lot of it is homework for me, you know,
yeah,
which I'm totally fine with. I feel like I have gotten that support that I needed professionally.
Good. Is there something
yeah.
personally that you would like some support on?
I think we all would.
Well, what can we do in 47 minutes?
I don't know. I guess if you know anything about support for mental health. So with my family emergency was that we had a scare with my partner's teenage daughter. So she was in the hospital for about a week, and she's out now. She's healthy now. A lot of it was due around the COVID-ness and the COVID and loneliness. And so my change in October is going to be that my partner is taking his FMLA, and she's going to be staying with us for 3 months.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because her mom's off right now and is taking that time with her. I guess if you have any insight on the human psyche in that regard, and any
sure.
ways that I can support her.
Yeah. What was she hospitalized for?
She tried to overdose on over-counter medications.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of, like I said, it was due to loneliness. So she was because of the COVID, she was no longer in school, and then her mom was still working. You know, 10-hour days. It was 8 10-hour days. And then my partner would go pick her up when he got off of work. But she was still sitting, you know, she was at home alone for, you know, 8 10 hours a day.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah. I was, even before, like, even the COVID, I was always trying to say, hey, you know, she could come over on her days off, because she always has Mondays off anyways. Her school's only 4 days a week, but, yeah, so I was always trying to offer that. But I know that, you know, like, at first, after this happened, I was kind of, like, angry and frustrated with her parents of, like, not allowing her to come over or wanting her to come over. But, you know, as a mom, I don't know what I would do in that situation, you know,
sure.
as pertaining to her mom. So kind of let that feeling go and just know that they're doing the best that they can. But yeah, so I guess it's just
support and bonding and connection in that regard.
Do you? How would you categorize your one-on-one relationship with her?
You know, it's familiar, I guess I would say.
Okay.
It's not like overly close, and I mean, I guess it's been difficult because it's always trying to like find my exact spot, find my place.
Yeah, of course.
Because I am substantially younger than her father. I'm actually younger than her older brother.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 15.
She's 15. And how old is your partner?
He's 50.
50?
Yep.
50. And are you in your 30s?
28.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you perceive it causes a perception problem in her mind?
I know it has in the past, yeah.
Okay. And what was she able to articulate, or what were you able to understand that she thought was a problem?
Well, I don't know if she necessarily, I don't know if she fully thought it was a problem, but there's been times when we, like, take pictures, and we'll get all the kids, like, her and my daughter and her brother together for a photo, and then his son's wife together, and she'd be like, oh, come take a photo, and everybody's like, she's not one of the kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So I feel like there was, you know, and I think that now as she's gotten older, you know, she's kind of recognizing it more. Of the difference. But I, you know, one thing that I've always tried, and then especially for my daughter, because my daughter's going to have a niece, so my partner's going to be a granddad within the next few days, is that this is normal for us. You know, this is our normal. And if, regardless of if it's normal for other people, that's not our business.
Right.
And so that's always been what I've tried to articulate. Like, I show her father affection in a couple fashion, you know.
Good.
And yeah, and so I think that it's definitely normalized as she's gotten older and the longer that we've been together. But I think that there was definitely some confusion of like, why are you with somebody that's younger than my brother? What is this? And I know that there was a lot of that feedback coming from her mom as well.
Of course, sure.
And so that was another place where it's hard for me to find, like, because I know that her mom's, you know, protective of her, and which is great. It's fine for me. It's just not overstepping my bounds. There are a lot of things that I would like to communicate with her about in, like, that parental fashion, but I don't want to overstep my bounds with her mother.
Yeah.
So there's, yeah, still just trying to find my place. With this, I'm not. She has enough people talking at her, you know, as far as the mental health goes and everything like that. So I wrote her a letter and I gave it to her, and I gave her a little ring that said, "This too shall pass." And you know, that was my bit in that regard.
Okay.
Other than that, I've just been trying to make life happy and normal without glossing over what happened, you know.
Fantastic. That sounds like a very caring response. Is there something you guys could do on a regular basis? Like, does she have any interests or hobbies that you could join her in or talk to her about?
Yeah, we play games. And then we actually recently just connected over music. And I was thinking next time that she comes, that she stays here, and for the weekend, I would just try and connect with her a little bit more on the music, because she was playing music that talks a lot about mental health, and I have a history of bad mental health with myself and with my family, so I feel like all of this is really in my ballpark, but
right.
Still, like I said, trying not to step on anybody's toes. So I was just, I was thinking maybe I'd just, next time that she comes over, just try and talk with her about music. Because one thing that I did with my siblings, because
we came from a very traumatic childhood, and most of us suffered from childhood depression, was we analyzed music. So I was thinking that maybe that's something that I could kind of bring into her life as maybe a helpful
yeah.
Coping mechanism, I guess.
Totally sounds like it. I wish I had the three easy steps, but
right.
You know, with each person it's different, and since there are so many relationships and, you know, some are straightforward and some are more complex,
mm-hmm.
I would just really encourage you, like, if you have something you want to say to her mom and it's not going away, I would encourage you to say it, but start with what you said to me of, I don't want to overstep my bounds, and this is what I'm noticing.
Yeah.
And I would imagine you could do that, couldn't you?
I don't think so.
No,
I mean, I could, but I don't think that, I mean, I think even that would be, I don't think that response, like, I wouldn't get a good response from it. So, I mean, I know that her mom has opened up a little bit more since all of this has happened, but she's very, like, reserved and private person, and, you know, and I think maybe I could soon and in the future, because their relationship was, her and my partner's relationship was, obviously the divorce after 25 years, so it degraded a lot. And there wasn't any, you know, it was just handing their daughter, that was pretty much the extent of their relationship was taking her from house to house. Yeah.
Okay.
And now, you know, with me and my partner having a daughter, that's opened up, you know, doorways for more of a mixed family.
Yeah.
And with the soon to be birth of their granddaughter, and that's opening up that, you know, more. So maybe soon I could. But I know that right now it's not the best time for it, because
okay.
we don't have that type of relationship.
Well, you have good people instincts, and maybe you'll see a baby step that makes it one step closer to that type of relationship, and maybe you'll see that the door isn't open. Maybe the door will never be open.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in charge of that. But you're paying attention, Jillian, and I think that's the most important thing is pay attention, and if you see something you can do, even if it feels scary to do it, push yourself a little. Even if you don't get a great response, I know that would be hard for you. And I would imagine, like, knowing that you might see something in a way nobody else does, could that override your uncomfortableness? If it might help fix something?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This might seem weird to some people, but one way that I'm going to try and, like, open up the door for more communication around this is I'm going to go get a tattoo of the semicolon. I don't know if you know, like, the symbolism behind the semicolon. And it's going to be a big one. So the symbolism behind the semicolon is a continuation when it could have ended. So it's all about,
goosebumps.
Yeah. So it's all about, like, suicide awareness and prevention.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, because that, you know, it has been something that has plagued my life. And it's not something that I don't think, you know, with his family, I know that there, you know, there has been some mental health issues with some of the family members, but mostly gets swept under the rug or just ignored.
And you're putting it right there out front.
Yeah.
Very,
so I'm hoping
without saying a word. That's so cool.
Yeah. And so I'm hoping, you know, that can open up some form of, some door, some form of communication, and create a comfortable space for an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's a great vision. And you can totally do that. And maybe it won't be this week or this year, but just being available for it, being a space for it, even if it doesn't happen,
mm-hmm.
is is a positive thing going on. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
What is her name?
It's Yana.
Tiana?
Yana, yeah.
Yana?
Yana, yeah. If I can spell it, Y-A-N-N-A.
Yana, got it. Yeah.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Was there something more?
I think I was mostly done.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to wrap up for today, and I can't remember. It was so long ago. I knew we were either going to do one or two sessions or two or three sessions. I don't actually remember which, but I just want to check in with you if it feels like you want to schedule another one or you feel like we've kind of resolved what you needed. What's your sense of it?
Well, I love talking with you.
I hear that.
But, for the most part, I think that with work, I've gotten the support and kind of, you give me a lot of things of just keeping a communication open, and working out what I need to do in my professional space, and what I can kind of pass on to somebody else. So I think I think right now. I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, tell me, what's your sense of why do you love talking with me? What happens for you?
I don't know. Sorry, that's a hard question. I guess you just open a space for honest communication. Yeah, and you give good insight. You're able to offer, ways that maybe I haven't looked at things before, or even, kind of validate validate the ways that I am looking at things, and offering support in that regard.
Cool. All right. Well, I would encourage you then. We won't schedule a session now, but if you feel like you have some stuff that you really want a space for honest communication, or you feel like you're needing some insight, or you're needing to know if you're crazy or if your ways are valid, these would be signals. It's like, well, just tell Shannon you'd like to meet with me again and see, if there's the budget for that. Because I think what we're going to do is just see about having a budget overall for coaching. And so then, periodically some of that could come to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, anything else about anything else before we close?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will be holding a good intention for you as you make this transition with the insurance. And
yes, thank you.
I know it's a big deal, and it's important, and it's kind of charged because it means more income, and I know that's, a big deal for almost every small business right now. So thank you for holding that space of learning something new to, get things in a better place.
Well, thank you for everything that you do.
You're welcome.
And for taking the time to meet with me and kind of go over some of these things, and for giving me some sound advice.
You're so welcome. It is totally my pleasure.
All right. Well, you take care. Be safe out there.
Yes, you as well.
All right.
Bye, Jillian. Bye.